And we are back at Lone Star Money Resources. This is Dale Pieper and Mark Conley, and we are just so happy to have our guest today, Ramesh Maini with Zentech here in Houston. I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been to sit here with you, and there's just an aura in the room and the sincere generosity of having the conversations with you to see how passionate you are about what you do and how you make an impact, not only in the engineering that you do, but I know we were talking at the break, but the impact even that some of the things in the community that you do. And we were talking at the break about the Z-Rig 1, about when the Super Bowl was here, how you allowed the SWAT teams to come in and practice some drills in case there were some terrorism or whatever it may be. So it was, if you want to share that story, but I thought it was incredible that those things are going on behind the scenes too.
So we were asked by the SWAT team in Houston to see if they want to be able to practice on a vessel that they can train their people in the event there was a terrorist act in the Houston Ship Channel. And it's a very important procedure for them to do it. They've flown in with the number of people in the helicopter, and then there were so-called terrorists who were on board, and how they handled the saving our own people, lives of those people. And so it was a very good act. They practiced for a day, and then they did the real thing. And, for us, it's important to have the community involvement, but at the same time, serving our community for the better. I mean, this is important for Houston. This is the third, fourth largest city in the United States. And
we're going to number one, baby.
Yeah, there you go. And on top of that, people need to be protected. I mean, we see these acts all the time, and so they took it on themselves to do it, and we were lucky to be able to help be the part of that effort.
That's fantastic. Another cool story we were talking about at the break that we got to share was, I guess you went to California in the 90s, and you didn't really do some bungee jumping, but you were involved.
It was more in the late 80s. Actually, what happened in the 80s, what we're going through right now, we went through in the 80s. 83, 84, 85, 86 were really bad years for oil and gas industry. At that time, some people took on a mask that normally will cost you $1 million, $2 million, was sold for like $4,000. So this gentleman who was smart, he actually took a mast and built a cabin on top to where you will jump from there into a swimming pool, and they would adjust the cord in such a way that you could have whatever part of your body to be, dive into the water. And it was an experience. So I was hired to look at the derrick, that it was safe for people to do the operation. And you had a elevator that took you up to the top. And then it was a very fancy stuff. It was very well done. And it was in San Diego on an Indian reservation. And people would go there and they would eat and they would do the bungee diving if they wanted to do that. So I was involved in that part.
But you did not participate.
No, because at the time I was doing the work, I was approving the stuff. It was not fully functional yet.
Right.
It was functional after I had done the approval part. And, of course, they had to get the city permits and everything. But that was based on the engineering we did.
Wow. I mean, those are incredible stories. And I think that's a good just segue into the importance of being a business owner and how you do continue to innovate yourselves. And even when times are tough, you found ways to make things happen, to make a difference. So I don't know if you want to talk about just being a business owner in general and what that experience has been like.
Well, that's what I say, that in this country, it is really how you use your brain to develop things. There is all sorts of opportunities out there for every individual, young and old, okay? It's a matter of you applying yourself, thinking, what can you do? You know, people talk about at times, oh, money is hard for me to get and I can't do it. I believe you, me, money is there if you want to work hard. No is not the answer. Failure is not the answer. Just work at it. There are a lot of people. You just have to think about who you go to. Talk to more people, network with people, and you'll find people who believe in you. In this country, there are people who believe in you as long as you believe in yourself doing the right thing. You want to do wrong things, nobody want to believe in you. But you want to do the right things, there are people who want to believe in you, and they will walk the mile with you. There are lots of wonderful people who will spend the money with you if you want to work hard to succeed. So that's what you have to do.
Yeah, you mentioned work a lot and the opportunities that are out there, especially here in America, and that's awesome. Sometimes people listen to that, though, and they say, you know, some people choose, they just want to collect a check. Some people choose to, as yourself, to be the business owner. So I think a lot of times they just see the success and they don't get to see all the pain. But I mean, you've mentioned you have to work hard and do it. So I guess my question always is, why be a business owner versus collect a check? What's the benefit that you find?
So the people that you select in your business, you are making their lives, their family lives. It's how you treat them, how they treat you because of that, and how you treat your customers. When you do those things, the pleasures are phenomenal. Yes, there are heartaches. There are times when you have to make the payrolls and you have to worry about how you're going to make the payroll. Those are their hard days. But the reality is, if you believe in yourself and you work hard at it, all the rewards are there. The pleasure of seeing the people you work with, whether they are your employees or whether your clients or their friends or people that you associate with, even the people you compete against, when you meet them and they know you're an honest businessman working hard at it, everybody loves you. The fun of when people, you look at the face of people who are happy because of what you do with them, not because you are some savior, but just because you're part of them. That is so beautiful to be in business for. Yes, yes, you can work for, but you can, even working for somebody doesn't mean you cannot be successful. There are people who were starting in the mailroom and became the CEOs of companies like IBM. It is only because even as an employee, you can actually do phenomenal. If you believe in yourself, you work hard at it, you will always go to the top. It doesn't necessarily mean only being in business the right way. It's just having the right attitude to work at things. Whatever you do in life, if you have a great attitude and you successfully do that, what you would be successful. People love you even as an employee when you work the right ways. You leave the negative aside and look at your compatriots, work with them and see what they do. How can you help them? But be focused on improving yourself, learning more. You know, my son says here, the American dream is not guaranteed. You have to work for it. Okay? So work for it, but have the attitude, because the fun is in having that great attitude. You'll be happier. Happiness is all we look for in life.
Yeah.
With lots of money or no money, you can still be happy even with no money. It's how you drive yourself to be happy.
So you've got a lot of young entrepreneurs out there, or actually older entrepreneurs, getting ready to go into business. What advice do you have for them?
I'd just say have a great attitude, believe in yourself, and make sure the people that you're going to work for, whether they are your employees or whether your clients, just have a very, very clean, happy attitude for them. Look for their success, because I promise you, when you look for the success for others, they equally look for your success, and you will be successful.
Yeah, I think that's, I love the language you use, that even as a business owner, you're still working for someone. It's just, it's your employees and your clients.
I mean,
it's, we all have a boss, no matter what.
If not that, we have one at home.
Yes. Absolutely, we do. Well, cool. So tell me about, so at Zentech, obviously you've got the award in OTC, Best Tech in Oil and Gas. You've won Dubai Awards, Hearts Energy Award. You're a successful company. And you're probably a very different company today than when you started 38 years ago. So tell us about some of the changes, major changes that have developed and how those came about.
You know, like we talked earlier, learning is everything. I just recently, about a year and a half ago, joined a CEO group. I wish I'd done that 30-some-odd years ago. There's so much to learn. There are so many beautiful people out there who have so much knowledge. You know, TED.com, the Vistage Group that I'm part of it, there are so many great speakers in this country who are all the time teaching you. There's so many people who are older like me who are teaching people what to do.
You're looking young. I'm telling you, you're looking young.
They're teaching people what to do right. There's so much to learn. Just don't give up on anything. Believe in the fact that there is out there, there's somebody who can do something for you. And they're all there. Just be open to learn, and that's what I've done. I'm still learning. Every day I find I know less than what I knew yesterday. But learning from the very, very smart people out there, there are a lot of young entrepreneurs who are also very, very smart, but they're also equally learning.
Yeah, the continued education and learning seems to be a big theme. So one of the things you've mentioned is being part of organizations where you're trying to you might even deal with competitors, but that it's just people trying to help one another and learn from one another. What are any books that you found to be phenomenal to tell people about?
To me, honestly, TED.com, I'm not rooting for them per se, but there are so many beautiful, beautiful lectures on that, 15, 17, 9, 10 minutes. If people could only listen to that's an American homegrown stuff, okay? Wikipedia. Anything you want to know about, it is there. I mean, our internet is full of so much good stuff. If you only want to put your brain to saying, I want to know something, type in 4 words and Google will tell you everything you want to know, right?
It's true, and some people sit around saying, I have no opportunity or there's nothing out there for me, and it's they're not trying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you want to know, if you want to be something, it's all there. Just don't give up on anything.
The entrepreneur spirit that you have, where do you think that came from? What happened in your life?
I don't know. I think I've been very fortunate. I've been around people who were all good people, positively looking at life, always wanted to do good things. And I am being blessed. I've been blessed having to come to this country, honestly. But I have met so many wonderful people. You know, negatives has no place in life. All you look at it, so many wonderful people working hard, whether they work hard as an employee or somewhere or they're working hard otherwise. There are lots of great people in this country. This country is great because of the people, not because of something we were given. And hardworking people are all there. And they all want to help. Under any kind of bad condition, people being helped. Just look for ways to find who would help you. For me, as an entrepreneur, it happened, but it's not like I'm really was driven to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But just seeing the benefit of meeting the right people, the employees I work with, the clients I work with, just seeing them being happy with what I do is what makes me tick and I want to do. I come to my work every morning. That's like my church. That's my mosque. That's my temple. That's everything for me. I go to work because I really enjoy being with the people I am with. My client calls me. I tell them the first thing. Thank you, man. Thank you for thinking about me. Because that's the only way I'm going to be successful.
Right.
But you have to work hard for them.
And I can just tell you, it's been amazing to have you on here, and I feel the vibe that you have, and that brings us to our Bop Bang Boom Hard Truth Minute that only an awesome entrepreneur like the one we have today, Ramesh Maini, owner, CEO of Zentech, would tell you. Listen, this country will give you everything if you're willing to work for it. When the client is successful, you will be successful. You both must help each other. You must put a lot of sweat and tears to be a success. And the failures, they're a stepping stone for success. Don't give up on anything. Believe there are people that you can help and that there's people that want to help you. Remember, the good days are always coming for you. It has been phenomenal to have you on here, so we're very thankful. You know, we've got Zentech here. We've got the owner, CEO, Ramesh Maini. They won awards, the award at OTC, Best Tech in Oil and Gas, Dubai Awards, Hearts Energy Award. And the biggest thing besides those awards was just, I can tell that you've got just an amazing vibe, spirit, and that you bring happiness into the world and you do it in the ways that you do it. And so we're very thankful for having you on, very much so. So
I'm grateful for you all to bring me up here, honestly.
It's great to have successful people. So as we finish out the show today, We're hoping that everybody very much enjoys the rodeo season. We've also got spring break, so I know people are coming up with some plans. We will be taking a little bit of a break ourselves. We're going to do the Yogi Bear RV park, so that's going to be that's going to be kind of fun. But when we come back, we want to make sure that you are not only listening to us on the radio, that you are joining us for our live coaching sessions at Wealth Design Group. We believe in helping successful people have an overall financial plan that gives them more certainty, not less, a plan that is not based on luck, a plan that is ironclad in the three areas of planning, that is protection, eradicating exposures that you have to financial threats, organization, putting your assets in line to be able to maximize cash flow, and number three, how to invest money that can give you success that does not involve gambling and speculating. So come on March 23rd at 6:30 in the evening. You've been listening to Lone Star Money Resource.
Hypothetical examples discussed are not intended to suggest a course of action or represent the performance of any product or security. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Diversification does not guarantee profit or protect against market loss. Investing in foreign securities may involve heightened risk, including currency fluctuations, less liquid trading markets, greater price volatility, political and economic instability, less publicly available information, and changes in tax or currency laws. Such risks may be enhanced in emerging markets. The S&P 500 index is generally considered representative of the stock market as a whole. It, however, focuses on the large cap segment of the U.S. market. Indexes are unmanaged and you cannot invest directly in an index. Wealth Design Group does not give tax or legal advice. Anything mentioned in the show related to these items is not advice, and you must check with your CPA or attorney prior to taking action. Securities products and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA/SIPC.